Mark, was that a bit closer in the end than you would have liked?
Yeah, it was towards the end with 10 minutes to go, still at 1-0. But they didn't really look like threatening us, to be fair. But we had our chances, and I kind of knew that a goal might come.
What was the feeling at half-time? You played really well in the first half, you scored that goal, but do you feel you should have put the game to bed by half-time?
Yeah, at half-time we felt that, with the wind, we could have taken our chances and been 2-0 and 3-0 up, and it would have been a bit easier for us. But, it's good to go into half-time with a lead, and we've hung on there and got the 3 points.
And despite having the wind disadvantage in the second half, you still kept creating chances and had the better of the play?
I thought we'd done well today in tricky conditions. The pitch was a bit bobbly and the wind as well. But like you say, we kept playing and we got chances, and I feel this team will always get chances. So and it's good that Dale stuck one away in the end.
There was a moment of controversy at 1-0 when you went down in the box. Did you think you should have had a penalty?
To be fair, he's dangled a leg and I've gone down too easily. So the ref was probably right, in all honesty.
That's very honest of you. Players don't normally admit that, going down too easily.
No, like I say, I'm an honest guy. So, I thought he was going to dangle a leg, and he's pulled it back, and I've just gone down a bit too easily. So,
do you feel as a striker sometimes you have to hit the deck when you have been clipped if you are going to get that penalty? Because if you don't go down, you don't generally get a penalty, do you?
Well, exactly. It's football now. You see it all over the park. Out of the box as well. People play on dives and stuff like that, and people get free kicks in good areas for it. But it's just one of them things at the minute, and probably didn't deserve a booking for it, but it's just one of them things.
And how much relief was it when Dale finally got that goal, and great work rate from him to get the ball back?
Yeah, big relief, massive goal for us, because at 1-0 it's, they can get anything. They could put a long ball in the box and get lucky, and it could bobble about and they could score, and we'd have been really unfortunate, because I thought we dominated the game, really. And it's just taking the pressure off us massively. And when Dale gets that goal, we've got the 3 points, because it's late on. So.
And the playoffs are in touching distance now, aren't they?
I don't like to think too much ahead. I think we'll take each game as it comes. We've had a great turnaround, 5 wins on the bounce now. And it's a good buzz in the changing room. So we'll just take each game as it comes and try and get the 3 points.
But a big weekend coming up, Oxford on the Saturday and then Tamworth here on the Monday. What's your target for that?
Yeah, it's huge. Personally, I'd take 4 points. I think the Tamworth game's huge. If we can get 3 points against them, it's a 6-pointer, and that'll be massive. And if we can bring Oxford home here, then anything can happen. But we'll take each game as it comes, and we'll try and hopefully the lads will prepare themselves right over the weekend for it and get the 6 points.
And as for you on a personal level, is this the form of your life you're in at the moment?
Yes, it's a great run of form. Credit to the lads, like Dale today has put a great cross in, and I'm there as strikers, that's what happens. But I feel like in this team we're going to create chances with the players we've got in the squad. But yeah, it's great. I think it's 11 goals in 12 now, so happy days.